With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. I'm really happy to be talking now with Lieutenant John Hubbard. Lieutenant John Hubbard, the Executive Officer of the Ipswich Police Department. And Lieutenant Hubbard, welcome to MSO. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Very well. You know, the first thing, we want to talk about some holiday stuff here that we have a connection with John Guilfoyle's press releases, and there's something really going on between the Girl Scouts in Ipswich and the police department. But before we do that, I have to ask you, Lieutenant Hubbard, Ipswich, I mean, you can't get anywhere north or south if you live above or below Ipswich without going through Ipswich. So I want to ask you, at this time of year, with traffic, does it present any particular kind of problems where, you know, you got 133 and then you got Route 1A? What challenges do you guys have being in the middle of all of that?
Well, honestly, you know, this time of year is our quiet season, because when you come here in the summertime, it's really, it gets bottlenecked.
Oh, yeah.
With the beach traffic. So this time of year is pretty slow for us. But, you know, as always with the holidays coming around, we always try to encourage people to, you know, if they're going to go to a party and indulge in any alcoholic beverages, to make sure they have a ride or a sober driver, or they use a rideshare service to get themselves home, because we don't want people driving and drinking and driving and causing any accidents or harming themselves or others on the roadways. So, you know, this time of year, we really want to make sure, any time of year, really, we want to make sure no one's drinking and driving or using any illegal substances while driving, because that just wreaks havoc on the roadways and causes tragedy for people.
Yeah, well, I know that I'm a frequent visitor to Newburyport. My wife works in Newburyport, so we have to go there, and I can tell people that the patrols are out there in all of towns between, we live in Gloucester, between Gloucester and Newburyport, and it's well patrolled. And you know, the other thing, Lieutenant Hubbard, is some of the cities and towns have gotten some grants to do extra patrols during the holiday season. Are you guys involved in that too?
Yeah, that's the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign, and we take part in that every year, as well as the Click It or Ticket, which happens at different times of the year.
Okay. Now let's get to the good stuff. Press release from John Guilfoyle. The headlines, Ipswich Police Department receives comfort bag donations from local Girl Scout Junior Troop, and it's a tremendous, beautiful picture on the site that we posted with Chief Nickus and you. So tell me a little bit about this venture with the kids.
Yeah, so a few months ago, the Girl Scout Troop 82323 contacted us about doing a community service project, and they came up with this idea on their own. We didn't give them any ideas. They said they wanted to try to provide something for children who are experienced trauma. You know, unfortunately, sometimes with our job, we deal with people when they're sometimes in their worst moments, and, you know, it's usually a tough situation, especially when kids are involved. So these girls from the Girl Scout Troop came up with this idea to put up some comfort bags to help kids their age and younger to, you know, if they're experiencing some sort of crisis. So this was all their idea. They came up with the materials that were inside, which they provided a stuffed animal, a coloring book, and markers, and a nice little, string bag for them. So it was all their idea. They approached us for it, and we were more than happy to take that on, and they did all the fundraising through their cookie sales to pay for everything, and they presented to us the other day.
That's an incredible, incredible idea. The picture looks fantastic. And I want to ask you, without being specific, of course, what would a situation be like in general where you would distribute one of these packages? And I hope that it's not, it's not too bad, because something like this, it could be something just a minor trauma for the kids that you could take their minds off of it.
I mean, I think anything when the police or even the fire department has to come to your house, like even a medical situation where if one of your parents or grandparent or even a sibling is having a medical issue, that's traumatizing for a kid when all those people are in the house and somebody has to leave in an ambulance. Something as small as that, you know, that's a traumatic experience for a kid. Or it could go up even further if something, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that happens. And, you know,
right.
Unfortunately, that, you know. So, but like even just something minor as a medical situation, that'd be a good pass those out for a situation like that where, you know, a child has all these people in their house and then one of their family members is going off in an ambulance. That's a tough time. So, you know, hopefully these bags can give them a little bit of comfort. And obviously if another scenario presents itself that's even, you know, more traumatizing.
But that's a great point. That's a perfect way to do it. The first time I had a kidney stone attack was my daughter, I think, was 7 or 8 years old. And it was really traumatizing for her. So that's a good point. It doesn't have to be something, dramatically bad, but the kids would get upset. Lieutenant Hubbard, this time of year, anything else you want to mention about Ipswich Police Department and, the seasonal stuff that goes on?
No, you know, I mean, this is a tough time of year for some people, you know, with mental health issues, or, you know, sometimes people feel lonely this time of year. And, you know, if you're having any trouble with that, you know, feel free to reach out to us. We have clinicians on staff that work with us that, you know, part-time, but, you know, we can reach out to the right people in the mental health fields and get people help they need. You know, people aren't alone, and, you know, this time of year, I think it's really important to make sure you remind people of that, because I know a lot of people have tough times around the holidays, and if you need to call somebody, call the police station, and we're here to help, and we want to help. So if you're having a tough time, feel free to reach out to us, give us a call, and if you don't live in Ipswich, call your local police department, because they have resources too, and, you know, we're all here to help you, and we want to get you the services you need.
That's the Executive Officer of the Police Department in Ipswich, Lieutenant John Hubbard. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. All right, I just canceled the...